All right, welcome back. We're going to lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline because we're running a little tardy. The way we wrap up Monday on Crunch Time is with something that goes like this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Doc Nick.
Think so, Steve. Time for the Richter Scale. It's how we wrap Crunch Time on a Mondays with the biggest and best stories from the weekend. We're starting with what we were just talking about. The biggest story of the weekend, literally, Anthony Davis of your Pellies has requested a trade. The 7-year pro, 5-time All-Star has been the centerpiece of trade discussions in the NBA for some time. New Orleans has only made the playoffs twice. They've only advanced once. They went all in with Boogie Cousins, but a ruptured Achilles ruined that, and there's really only so much you can ask of Jrue Holiday. AD's agent Rich Paul is a member of LeBron's agency, so the dots connecting Davis leaving for LA really aren't that hard to connect. They might already be connected already. How big of an impact would an Anthony Davis trade have on the NBA?
On the NBA, well, isn't that kind of contingent where he's going to go? But if it's definitely going to be to Boston or LA, it's going to be a 10. If it goes to the Knicks, it'll be a 10 until the season starts, and then they'd be the Knicks again.
Oh, gosh. It feels like deja vu all over again, but the Oregon men's basketball team get a big rebound win at home after a heartbreaking loss the Thursday before. Taking on Wazoo, Lewis King led the way scoring with 22, Kenny Wooten 3 blocks and 20 points. That was inspired by a conversation with Bill Walton after the UW game, and Peyton Pritchard put in a ton of work on the defensive end with 6 steals. The Ducks are 12-8, 3-4 in conference play, and slowly making their way up the net rankings. They're 66th. Woo! How important of a win was this for Oregon?
I don't want to be dismissive of it, because if it was a loss, yeah, you're now talking about, well, that's 2 wheels off the cart. So they're steadied. You could still hope that it comes together and they can make a tournament run. So it was important big time because it kept hope, albeit flickering, alive.
For the women's hoops team, they are on a roll. They've won 12 in a row in conference play, and in conference play, they're averaging 84 a game. They shot 50% from 3 on their road trip to the Washington schools, and maybe the most important part of their weekend, number 14 Utah took down number 8 Stanford. The Cardinal are one of the 2 biggest threats to the Ducks in their hunt to go back-to-back pack titles. Now the Ducks have a game up on the Cardinal, and they're taking on Utah on Friday at home. How big of an impact will Utah's upset have on Oregon?
It has them in first place right now and 4th in the country, which means one of the 1 seeds. So as we speak, first of all, it also shows that Stanford is good, not great. I think it's revealed that Oregon is the class of the conference. So that's a pretty substantial impact. I'm going to give it an 8.
The Pro Bowl is a joke and a sham. Why would you ever move a game from Hawaii in January to Florida is beyond me, but Mother Nature has made Roger Goodell pay for it by having it rain the last 2 Pro Bowls. And for some reason, Jason Garrett, of all people, was put in charge of the NFC team, and he managed to put up 7 points with some of the best players in football on his roster. How bad of a coach is Jason Garrett?
Well, he must be doing something right. Or does he have, like, damaging photographs of Jerry Jones?
No, I think he's actually a puppet. He's a living puppet, and Jerry Jones is just living inside.
He's a marionette, is what he is.
At best.
I don't know if he's bad, but he's not I coached the Dallas Cowboys good.
Exactly. And last one, the NHL All-Star Game was this weekend in San Jose. The Metro Division took the $1 million prize. Sidney Crosby won a car as the game's MVP. NBC Sports brought back the glow puck tracker that was a disaster in the 90s. And the 3-on-3 format pitting divisional foes against each other is really just hockey cocaine. The All-Star format that it is now really might be the best thing that Gary Bettman has ever done to hockey while he's been commissioner. How fun is the NHL All-Star Game?
I like the NHL All-Star Game. I mean, once upon a time, it would just be 11-9, but seeing these guys with no harness and no hitting be able to kind of strut their stuff and put their ridiculous speed and skill on the line.
On ice! On ice, of all things!
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. I give it a 9, and I'll stick to that.